talking about his work to help people in Bangladesh, particularly with regards to drinking water. Alex Newton, the chiropractor, is here after 3 o'clock, but has arrived early to say hello to Joshua. Hello, Alex.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah. It turns out, Joshua, you've had chiropractic practiced upon you.
I have. I've had it practiced on me before, yeah.
Well, what happened? What did it work? What were they doing?
It did work. It's weird because it feels like a miracle kind of cure, because they just click your body in all sorts of positions and flick things across your body, and before you know it, you've no longer got the issue that you had before.
Oh, is that a fair summation, Alex, of what you do?
Absolutely fabulous, yeah.
Clicking and flicking, by the sounds of it.
Yeah, there's plenty of that. Realigning and, moving things around, make sure they're in the right place. That's what it's all about, yeah. Mm.
Lovely to hear somebody describe it as a miracle cure, though.
Well, we don't claim to cure anybody. We help the body do that and really sort of get the body to manage it and give you some ideas of how you should be managing it so it doesn't reoccur. So obviously bringing in the old exercises and posture and that sort of thing as well. But, getting the joints in the right place to start with and making sure those muscles are rebalanced and the nervous system stimulated in the right way is a good start to allow the body to do the curing and the healing itself. Mm.
Because there's usually a reason why the body's gone out of alignment, and we'll be talking about one of those reasons after 3 o'clock, that everybody, I think, faces the problem of sitting too long on a badly designed sofa at this time of year, which I know is one of the topics you want to pick up on. But do you know what caused your issue? I mean, was it too much long-haul travel? Or?
It was swimming, actually.
Oh!
I just started swimming, and it was the breaststroke specifically. apparently, it's not that great for your back. So it caused me a few issues because I was swimming competitively, and I was told to revert to freestyle swimming instead of breaststroke. And it did sort itself out in the end, but it gave me a bit of like a funny twitch where I was shaking my head. But you know, he listed all sorts of issues that it could have been, like shoes not fitting properly, and it's mad when you realise how interconnected different parts of the body are.
This is the point Alex often makes, the interconnectedness of all things.
And that's right.
Poor Alex knows of old. I will whinge on about my shoes and
knees. Everything. Complains about everything.
If I haven't got arch supports, I'm no good to anybody, me.
Yeah, but I mean, you've illustrated the point there. You started swimming you started to do it at a competitive level. And what we find is that once people start pushing themselves to that extreme, any slight sort of flaws in the systems or misalignments in the systems suddenly often become, you become aware of them, and the body's saying, actually, I can't work as efficiently as I want to because there's a little kink in there or little joints out of line or that muscle isn't as strong as it is, and then that gives that feedback to the nervous system, which obviously you perceive as pain and imbalance, and therefore hopefully you do something about it, which it sounds like you did, which was great.
Yeah.
Talk some more with Alex and Joshua in a couple of minutes here on BBC Radio Nottingham.